We have a winter storm warning now in effect for our entire listening area. And let's bring in, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Warning, and that is Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Now, I'm not sure about that. You have a winter storm warning for the Berkshires and New York State, but for Connecticut, it's a winter weather advisory.
No, they moved it. They upgraded it to a winter storm warning. That's what my map says from the National Weather Service.
Let's see. I'll take a look at this.
The pink is on Litchfield County.
Let's see. You may be right because again, yep, they moved it over from Hartford to Northwest. They couldn't do that before 5 o'clock.
No, of course not. Why would they?
Yeah. Okay.
Well, anyway, so now.
Anyhow, so I looked like it makes a difference.
I looked above me today here this morning, Pat, and there was not a cloud in the sky when I came in.
Right. And we're not expecting snow, sleet, and freezing rain. We're not expecting snow until, probably close to around lunchtime.
So
I don't think it's going to be this morning.
So we got all these schools that could have had a half day of school.
Mm-hmm. And then the snow will mix with sleet, freezing rain late today. Prior to that, heavy accumulations are expected. So during this afternoon, we're going to get at least 4 inches. 4 inches into this evening. Tonight, we get freezing rain, which means ice. Low 30s. A wintry mix or just plain rain will end tomorrow morning. Storm totals 4 to 8. It'll be windy. Highs tomorrow, 40 to 45. So melting. Thursday, 40 to 45, partly cloudy. More melting. And Friday, cloudy with rain developing. Mid 40s, more melting.
So we'll have flash flood warnings on Friday night then.
If it's heavy. If the rain's not heavy, probably not. So that's a scoop. After that, just give it up. There's going to be 3 low pressure systems. Saturday, another one Monday, and another one Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
Will all 3 get us? Will just 1? Will just 2? Who knows? Looks like the first one on Saturday will miss us. The one on Monday could fringe us, and the one on Wednesday could be more serious.
Would they all be snow?
No, not necessarily.
Right. Not this winter.
Not this winter. You got that right. So that's the story. AJ was working overnight for me, and he left me a note. He said, I definitely see more ice with this storm than snow for a good portion of our clients. And he may very well be right.
Who left that note for you?
AJ.
Oh.
Yep. Right now, we have snow from Syracuse to Binghamton to Penn State over to Philadelphia. And it's all moving northeastward.
All right. Well, we'll have to see what happens.
It's
obviously just going to be horrible traveling tonight.
Right. And it will be, it's not going to be no picnic this afternoon either. So, I mean, I hope you're in no way, shape, or form. Are you considering going down to the city?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay, good.
That was thrown out the window.
Okay, good. Yeah, I wouldn't want to see you stress over that, that's for sure.
The only way we would have gone to the city today had we woken up this morning and everything been, like, gone out to sea. Then we would have gone to the city. But
we're not that lucky.
No.
I would have loved that.
So if anybody's watching on Facebook Live this morning, and there are, we've got about 155 people watching us now. They see a cat up above high. That's AM. And a cat to one side of my, who was sitting right by all my mouse. That's FM. I've got cats on both sides of me this morning.
Okay.
I'm stuck in the middle.
They don't bother you, right?
No. Occasionally, what they'll do is they'll walk on the console. And so they'll turn buttons on.
Buttons on and off.
And like I said, I had to turn all the screens all the screens I have are touch screens. I had to turn all that function off because they go by a screen and hit with their tail, and all of a sudden your programming changes.
Right, because they really don't know what they're doing.
No, well, I had one cat, Blackie, who used to absolutely know what she was doing. Blackie absolutely knew how to turn off my microphone and get pet. Okay. And she would come up and she would miss every other button, sit on the side of the console, and then just like a cat would do, boom, hit that button so I would pay attention to her.
Isn't that amazing?
Animals really are absolutely amazing.
They really are. They really are. They're creatures of habit. There's no doubt about that.
Now, doesn't Shirley?
I still wonder how Shirley knows exactly when it's dinner time. Because first they said, you know, oh, they sense the odors. And that's how they know.
No, they know what time.
Well, if I'm downstairs and there's no odors upstairs,
and it's
10 to 6, she comes over to me and with her paw. And starts.
It's not odors. My cats at home and the dogs get fed about a quarter after four, and they are all they come from all places, wherever they were sleeping, and they all line up in front of my chair, beginning about 10 after 4.
That's amazing.
And if I doze off in the chair and I'm sleeping, Georgia is the one nominated to wake me up. Georgia will come up and jump up on the chair and hit me with her paw a few times.
And why would they do that?
To wake me up so I feed them.
Oh.
So if I'm sleeping in the chair when it's time, that's why they get. Doesn't Shirley get a little screwed up when daylight saving time and stuff like that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they
absolutely. Yeah. She's looking at me as if to say, well, what is your problem? It's time to eat.
That's exactly. They don't know anything from that. They,
right.
They just know, okay, it's time for me to eat. No, yeah. I don't care about daylight savings time. I don't care about
it. And very often, you know, I put myself in their position and say, listen, if I was a dog or a cat, I wasn't able to go into to the closet and get myself a cookie or something like that. You know, they can't do that, so they have to try to communicate and tell us, yep, it's time to feed me. We're hungry.
Oh, well, we'll see. You know, that's what it is. But so you're saying that everything could start sometime around noontime.
Yeah, I'm thinking about noon. The air's very dry over. So I'm thinking that by 12 o'clock, it should be snowing.
Pretty good?
I think initially when it starts, it'll be light. And then I totally agree that after that, it will pick up very quickly, very quickly.
All right. Hang on a second here.
Mm-hmm.
Robin Hood Radio.
Good morning. This is Erica Johnson from the Hunt Library, so we're going to close today.
Okay, Erica. I'll put that on the air.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, babe.
Have a good day.
Hey, bye-bye. Erica Johnson. There you go. Hunt Library is closing. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
You're right in there on the scoop.
Yeah, well, I would imagine that, you know, a lot of schools are going to close too.
Pat, I have two pages already of mostly closures.
Really?
But then there's some schools that have early dismissals, like around 11:45 and 11:15 and 12 noon.
Really?
So they'll get a half day in, but our Region 1 school district won't because it closed.
Very, very interesting. Yeah, well, I'm glad I don't have anything to do with that.
That's right.
That's all I could say.
Well, you know, it's you always go back and you can't compare it to, like, well, heck, never mind when I went to school, which was 100 years ago, but even 10, 15 years ago, everything is so legal litigious nowadays. People sue everybody for everything. So, you know, the minute it is meant to be snow, they just don't go.
Yeah. You know, you're right. And that's a society that we live in. So, and then when you have these little mix-ups like what happened in November with the snow, everybody remembers that.
That's right. Oh, well, it wouldn't be life if there weren't success and failures. That's right. You'd never learn from anything.
Yeah, that's one way of looking at it. You're right, Marshall. And I hope everybody is safe. If you got to go out there and drive and everything like that, especially this afternoon, be careful.
All right. I will tell you right now, Pat, we'll speak to you in the morning.
You will.
All right.
Take care. Yeah, you will.
Okay, I hope so.
Okay. Yes.
All right. Take care.
You too, Marshall.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast.